councillors of Charlemont Borough Council, would you please receive the worshipful the mayor?
To welcome you all at the start of this new year and run through some housekeeping arrangements. Please note that this meeting is being recorded and the sound recording will be made available on the Council's website. I would also like to mention that the acoustics in this room are very, very difficult. And if you are speaking into the microphone, can you please stop and think about where your papers are, because it can block the sound. So if we have too much difficulty in hearing up here as you talk across to each other, then we may ask you, or I may ask you, to sit down and read. So be prepared for a slight change in the programme if we can't hear you. So I hope that's clear. So, under the Openness of Local Government Bodies regulations, people may film, record, tweet or blog this meeting, and this is outside the Council's control. I would also like to remind councillors and other people attending the meeting that the fire exits are at the rear and side of the room. There are no fire alarms tests planned for this evening, and could I also ask that everyone turns off their mobile phones or switches them to silent so the meeting isn't disturbed. I would also like to remind councillors that when they speak, they are required, if they are able to do so, and bearing in mind what I've already said, to address the meeting. This is a requirement of our constitution, which we recognise. So the first item on the agenda is apologies for absence. And I've had apologies from Honorary Alderman Bush, Shields, Stott, Tormey, and Day. I've also had apologies from the following councillors, Fox, Haynes, and Worrell. Are there any other apologies? Right. So I would now like to invite Canon Paul Chipchase to say prayers.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Good evening, everybody. The media are presenting this year of 2024 as a bumper year for democracy. Apparently, there are over 70 elections, major elections, scheduled to take place this year, at least one of which may affect ourselves. But personally, I prefer to look at democracy in terms of quality rather than quantity. And one definition of democracy that I've always liked is that you can judge the health, the maturity, the quality of any democracy from the way it looks after those within who are most in need. And I think this is where local democracy in our country has played a particularly prominent role for centuries through the broad range of care services provided and through for support for community initiatives. Local government, local democracy has been front and center in looking after so many of the people least able to fend for themselves. It's a proud tradition. Of course, we are acutely conscious of the financial pressures on local government today. Impossible decisions between competing priorities have become a matter of routine for councillors. So as this meeting prepares to make tough decisions on those priorities and on the allocation of resources, we pray for the wisdom, understanding, and compassion to make the right choices for our community and especially those within it who are in greatest need. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Father Paul. I will now move on to item 2, disclosures of pecuniary interests and other registrable and non-registrable interests. For information, disclosable pecuniary interests and registrable interests relate to entries that are included or should be included on a councillor's register of interests. Non-registrable interests relate to other matters. I will now call on the Chief Executive to report any disclosures of interests in the business to be considered at this meeting, which have already been made by councillors in advance.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have had no disclosures thus far. Are there any from the floor?
There appear to be none, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
So item 3 is the minutes of the previous meeting. I move that the minutes of the meeting of the Council held on the 6th of November 2023 be confirmed and signed as a correct record.
I second the minutes, Madam Mayor.
Does anyone wish to raise anything on the accuracy of the minutes? If so, please state the minute number. Since no issues have been raised, I take this to signify that the minutes are accepted as a correct record. Thank you. I will now sign the official minutes I have here with me and pass to the Democratic team for archiving. You want me to sign them now?
Yeah, have you got them there?
No, only my room.
I can put the end up there.
Oh, good, they're up there. Thank you. They want to come out, though. They're well and truly archived already, I think. So the next item is item 4, the announcements. I have the following announcements to make. Firstly, in November, I learned of the sad passing of former councillor Ron Jukes. I have fond memories of working with Ron, as I'm sure some of my fellow councillors have. Ron was a Charnwood Borough councillor for 12 years, from May 2009 until May 2019. And unfortunately, I also have to report another sad passing of John Tillotson, Mayor's consort for the 2022-23 civic year, who passed shortly before Christmas. My thoughts and prayers are with John's family at this time, and I'm sure many of my fellow councillors also hold John's family in their thoughts and prayers. John's funeral will be tomorrow at Loughborough Crematorium at 1:15. All are welcome to attend and pay their respects. Finally, I wish to let you know that the Holocaust Memorial Day event will take place on Saturday, the 27th of January at 12 noon in Queen's Park, Loughborough. I now call on the leader to make his announcements.
It is fair to say that 2024 has not got off to the start we all hoped for in Charnwood. Our scores of homes and businesses have been devastated by some of the worst flooding we have seen for many years. Many areas were badly hit, including Loughborough, Syston, Corn, Quaslington, Sileby, Rothley, Newton Linford and Barrow. The latest figures show around 180 homes and businesses were flooded internally. I would like to extend my sympathies to all those who have been affected. Many people are still clearing up the damage, and that work will continue for weeks or even months. As a council, we responded immediately to help our communities, and I am proud of the work that we have been doing. We must remember that many different agencies are also involved when responding to flooding, and they each have different roles. For us as a council, we have helped around 25 households into temporary accommodation and given advice to many more. We have cleaned the streets and taken away flood-related waste, around 90 tonnes of bulky waste collections in extra special collections. We have also visited hundreds of properties to check on residents and gather information. We made telephone calls to residents in affected areas and supported tenants. We have worked alongside the County Council, Environment Agency, Canal and River Trust, Emergency Services and many others to respond to those floods. We continue to work with them on the recovery of the areas. We called for government funding for our communities, and that has now been promised. We are working hard with other councils to finalise how this funding can be channelled to people and businesses as quickly as possible. Like our communities, we want to understand why Charnwood has been hard hit. The Environment Agency and the County Council will be leading the investigation. We need to understand what has happened to establish what needs to be done to prevent it happening again. Any measures are likely to need funding that this council cannot provide, and therefore a case may need to be made to government. Finally, I would like to thank council officers, emergency services and other agencies for their response to support our communities during this significant flood. I would also like to praise our communities who have once again rallied to help each other in these difficult circumstances. It was heartwarming and inspiring to see the voluntary work, parcel collections and fundraising taking place to help those who have been hit hardest by these floods. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you. The next item is item five. Sorry, I've forgotten the Chief Executive. Goodness me. So I call on the Chief Executive to make his announcements.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have no announcements to make.
I thought that might be the case. The next item is item five, petitions. Are there any items or petitions to be presented? We will now have a short pause while a number of officers leave the room. Item 6.1 is the appointment of the monitoring officer and the electoral registration officer on page 14. I call on Councillor Hamilton to propose the item.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, for the reasons set out on page 14 of the agenda, I move that Karen Widdowson, Head of Democracy, be designated as the Council's monitoring officer with immediate effect, and that Nicola Ford, Head of Legal and Elections, be designated as the Council's Deputy Monitoring Officer with immediate effect, and also Nicola Ford to be appointed as the Deputy Electoral Registration Officer with the full powers of the Electoral Registration Officer in his absence, or for the purposes of the administration of voter identification certificates.
Thank you. If any councillors would like to speak, please raise your hand. I call on Councillor Hamilton to sum up.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Sorry,
Councillor Snart has indicated.
Madam Mayor, thank you. I think I just wanted to say congratulations to Karen and Nicola. I think it's always nice to see people progressing through as officers through this council, and I will be supporting the motion. Thank you.
Thank you. I take it there's nobody else wishes to speak. Right, so we now will have to vote. So, Councillor Hamilton, sorry, you need to sum up now.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Carol Woodison from Democratic Services is a familiar face to all of us in this room. She brings a wealth of experience in local government. I think historically she started a career in Lancashire, went down to Hampshire, worked at both borough and county levels, worked in London, I believe, in the borough of Ealing, and then made her way up here in 2017. And so I think she took on the role 3 months before actually I became a councillor in a by-election, so I've always known Carol Woodison as a key part of Democratic Services. Nicola Ford from Legal Services will be a new face to many of us, but she herself will bring a set of skills that will nicely complement that of Carol Woodison. The new roles that they are taking are essential for the proper functioning of this council. From a council perspective, they will give us guidance in what we can do and, more importantly, what we can't. But I'm sure we can all look forward to their help and guidance in their new roles. I move that Karen Woodison and Nicola Ford be appointed to the roles as stated on page 14 of this agenda.
Thank you, Councillor Hamilton. I'm now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour? I think there are anybody against? Any abstentions? No. So the result is carried, and we'll invite them both to come back in. I'd like to congratulate you both. And we'll move on to item 6.2, Treasury Management Strategy, Annual Investment Strategy, and the MRP Policy, Mid-Year Review, page 18. I call on Councillor Ashcroft to propose the item.
Madam Mayor, for the reasons set out in the report of the Cabinet, set out on page 18 of the agenda, I move that the mid-year review of the Treasury Management Strategy Statement, Prudential Borrowing and Treasury Indicators, plus the Annual Investment Strategy, as set out in Part B of the report, attached as an annex, be noted.
Thank you. Thank you. If there are any councillors who would like to speak, please raise your hand. I call on Councillor Ashcroft to sum up.
Okay, thank you, Madam Mayor. The Treasury has an important role in making sure we have the cash flow to deliver our capital plans and our revenue expenditure, and also to use any excess monies wisely in investment. I think this report shows that we are successfully doing this, and moreover, investments are exceeding benchmarks. Therefore, I would like you to support this motion.
Thank you. So I'm now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour?
missed the point.
It's gone.
Gone. Someone, their hands came off.
Sorry.
I think Councillor's not wanted to speak, but I think he's missed the point at which we were taking votes from speaking.
Do you want me to get him to speak?
Well, we've gone past that point. So
it's quite difficult to see hands going up, actually. So looking at those against.
I did say
in favour, but I might have jumped the gun.
We just clarify for Councillor Snart that we missed the opportunities.
Councillor Snart, I understand your hand went up, but I couldn't see it at all. So do you have any comment to make?
If I may.
Yes.
It's really just to test my understanding. In the interest of community safety, and so there is an understanding of the reasons that the budget is reduced for CCTV in the next council year. Would the leader explain the reason for the budget to reduce from over 180,000 to 45,000 paid on page 50, customer experience live report schemes? Are we not on this?
No.
No.
We're on, no.
I think you're on capital plan.
No, we're on treasury management.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, if you return us back to the vote, Madam Mayor, and take us to the vote for item 6, if you clarify, it's item 6.2.
It's definitely item 6.2, Treasury Management, and we're now putting this item to the vote. Could I now see all those in favour? Those against? Any abstentions? I think the result is the motion is carried. We now move on to item 6.3, which is the Capital Plan Amendment Report on page 39. I call on Councillor Ashcroft to propose the item.
If I could just clarify, Councillor Snart, I believe on your copy of the script there may be a numbering issue which may have led to your confusion there. My apologies for that. Thank you.
Yes, we are on item 6.3.
Madam Mayor, for the reasons set out in the report of the Cabinet on page 39 of the agenda, I move the recommendations in the report of the Cabinet also set out on page 39 of the agenda.
Yes, Councillor Meehan.
I second this, Madam Mayor, and reserve my right.
So if any councillors would like to speak, please raise your hand. I can see your hand, Councillor Snart. Do feel free to speak.
Madam Mayor, thank you. And thank you for the apology. I did take it off the actual information I got in front of me. Just to test my understanding, in the interest of community safety and so that there is understanding of the reasons for the budget to reduce for CCTV in the next council year, would the leader explain the reason for the budget to reduce from 180,000 to 45,000, page 50, customer experience live schemes? Later in this meeting, am I asking a question about the level of antisocial behaviour and the concerns raised by the members of the public? Therefore, it would be, in my view, appropriate to understand how this important area of the council business can be improved, whilst it seems reductions are taking place in the CCTV budget. I also note that the budget for vehicle charging points for car parks is zero for the next council year. Does this indicate that all council car parks will be installed with charging points by the end of this council year? Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Does anybody else wish to speak? So, Councillor Ashcroft, would you like to? Oh, Councillor Meehan.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'll answer Councillor Snart's question in a second, but I just wanted to say this is the capital plan that's already in place, and we're just doing a couple of amendments as listed there. But regarding the CCTV, it's actually capital spend. So in this year's budget, obviously, we've needed to spend a lot more on CCTV. You're right, it's one of the best in the area, the Chalmers CCTV. And next year, we might not need to spend as much on capital expenditure. We're not reducing CCTV in this report. It's the capital expenditure, so it may be that we don't need any less camera, more cameras next year because we'll have replaced them this year, as an example. But if you're still uncertain or unsure, we can get you a written answer to that one, exactly what the spend is going to be. On the CCTV, car parking charges, or the we do get funding, external funding for that one, and that's in place now. Next year, I don't believe there are any external funding for those as well, so the current budget is zero. But if we do, in the meantime, get some funding for EV charges, we'll make sure they go in the next capital amendment report after we get that that funding. But it is a priority for us to get car charging points out as widely as we can. And this is something that we can't do ourselves. We have to work with partner agencies as well, because the cost of them is very prohibitive. Thank you.
Does anybody wish to speak? Right, Councillor Ashcroft, if you could sum up, please.
Okay, to sum up, this relates to amendments with just two items. One of them is the Bedford Square project, and we request extra money to actually just finish the project because of overrun of budget. And the other one is simply rescheduling. So both of these items are already in the capital plan, and it's just a rescheduling or extra budget. So for that reason, I would like you to support this motion.
Thank you. Any comments? If not, I am now putting this motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour? Those against? Any abstentions? Motion is carried. So moving on to 6.4, pay policy statement 24 to 25, pages 52 to 75, and page 3. I think it wasn't included in the original pack, so it will be in your additional items. So pages 52 to 75 and page 3. I call on Councillor Ashcroft to propose the item.
Okay. Madam Mayor, to ensure that the Council meets its obligations under Section 38 of the Localism Act 2011, I move that the pay policy statement for 2024-25, as set out in Appendix A to the report, considered by the Personnel Committee, attached as an annex, be approved and adopted.
Thank you. Councillor Mayor?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I second this report and reserve my right. Thank you.
Thank you. If any councillors would like to speak, please raise your hand. So Councillor Ashcroft, if you'd like to sum up.
Okay, well, one thing I'd like to note is one of the significant additions is two extra spine points. And I think these are important to allow us to incentivise and reward our staff members in the council. So for that reason, I would urge you to support this motion.
Thank you. I'm now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour? Those against? Any abstentions? The motion is carried. Item 6.5, polling places review, page 52. I call on Councillor Ashcroft to propose the item.
Madam Mayor, for the reasons set out in the report of the Chief Executive on page 76 of the agenda, I move the recommendations in the report of the Chief Executive also on page 76 of the agenda.
Thank you. Councillor Blackshaw.
I second this, Madam Mayor, and reserve my right to speak.
Thank you. If any councillors would like to speak, please raise your hand. Councillor Taylor and Councillor Rattray.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just want to say thank you to the Chief Exec and officers for taking on board my comments of the Anstey polling stations. It was split into two different polling stations, and people that could just had to cross the road to vote had to travel right to the other end of the village, and I had no end of complaints about the second polling station not being adequate, not having parking, not allowing dogs. People like to take their dogs to the polling station, and because it was a school, they weren't allowed on the ground, so a lot of people went away. So there was a lot of people that weren't able to vote because of the location of the second polling station. So I just want to say thank you for listening to our responses from our residents. That's what we're here to do, stand up for our residents, and that both our polling stations are now back at Jubilee Hall where they should be. So I just want to say thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Rattray.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just a quick comment, really, in relation to Birstall West, the Highcliffe School polling place. There's no issues with regards to voting, but the facilities for the staff working there were not great last time. So if we can look at having better toilet and hand washing facilities for staff working there, I think that would help.
Thank you. Is there anybody else that would like to speak? Right, fine. I think it's Councillor Blackshaw, you reserved your right to speak.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have nothing further to add.
Thank you. So, just move. Councillor Ashcroft, can you now sum up, please?
Okay, thank you, Madam Mayor. This seems to be a comprehensive review of the polling positions, in which a lot of work has gone through, and so I'd like everybody to support this motion. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm now putting the motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour? Those against? Any abstentions? No. The motion is carried. We now move on to item 6.6, report of the Independent Remuneration Panel, the IRP, in respect of allowances paid to members of Charnwood Borough Council for 24-25, page 153. I call on Councillor Ashcroft to propose the item.
Madam Mayor, to ensure compliance with the local authorities, Members' Allowances England, Regulations 2003, and to recompensate the members of the IRP for their time and commitment, I move the recommendations, which are, number one, that Council considers the recommendations of the Independent Remuneration Panel submitted in accordance with the local authorities, Members' Allowance England Regulations 2003, as set out in Appendix A, and agrees to adopt the proposed scheme of members' allowances for the financial year 2024-25, as set out in Appendix C. Secondly, that the IRP member allowance be increased from £200 per annum to £300 per annum for the financial year 2024-25.
Thank you. Councillor Mayor.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I second this, Madam Mayor, and reserve my right.
Thank you. If any councillors would like to speak, please raise your hand. Councillor Charles.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just bear with. I'd like to move an amendment if may. So, if I read the amendment, then I'd like to make my comment, if that's okay. So, the Conservative Group thanks the Independent Remuneration Panel for their work and recommendations. We are happy to support the 6.9 increase for all our hard-working councillors across the council. But feeling the current financial climate, we cannot support the huge increases to the special allowances, some of over 46%. We would propose a 6.9% increase across all the special allowances and feel that this is a fair and equitable solution, offering value for money for all of our residents. We would propose to send this amendment back to the Independent Remuneration Panel and ask them to reconsider their recommendations and how they fit into the current financial health of the council. Madam Mayor. Second. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Madam Mayor, I note that the panel has advised a 6.9% increase to the basic councillor allowance, which is fair and equitable. However, whilst many of our residents are struggling with the cost of living crisis and the added burden in some areas of flood recovery, I do not understand why the current leadership group think that to propose and then to vote themselves huge allowance increases is acceptable in any way. I would ask the Chair of Plans Committee how the residents of Loughborough Stora Ward will feel about her voting herself a 46.5% increase. Yes, that's right, 46.5% allowance increase. I am sure it will not sit well. Then on to the Cabinet. They are proposing and then voting to reward themselves with a 24% allowance increase, whilst at the same time considering potential cuts to jobs and services to save money and to balance the budget. Finally, I would say to the Leader, who is only looking at a 19% increase, this is a perfect opportunity to show true leadership qualities, not hide behind consultants or council officers. I urge you to do the right thing, support this amendment, and our residents will thank you for putting them before any personal financial gain. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Do we have Councillor Harper-Davies?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to second the amendment. Thank you. And reserve my right to speak. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
As we've now had an amendment proposed, I wonder whether it would be appropriate to just have a few minutes for people to consider that amendment. Would you like them to adjourn?
I think just no paper's been circulating. It might be helpful just if members have a 10-minute adjournment just to see if there's any consideration of that, perhaps between leaders, if that might be suitable. Just some consideration before we go into debate. If that would be helpful.
Shouldn't we have the discussion?
That's what I want to check as part of the adjournment.
So the amendment is to go for 6.9% across the board.
It's not difficult. So we'll have an adjournment in 10 minutes. Is somebody timing that?
Yeah.
So we're going to all go out. Yeah.